Okay. I want to try and we're going to learn the Chavrusa today. Try and work this through together, step by step. And we're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara is addressing. Let's start from the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, I need a special pasuk for Shane, and I need a special pasuk for Karen. V'lav kal v'chomer hu, ma Shane kavanos lahazik chayav. Karen, she kavanos lahazik, lo kol shekein. So the Gemara with this kal v'chomer wants to argue. Where are they? In my office, you'll find them. Right, make a hard right. So the Gemara wants to argue that when it comes to what kavanos lahazik is a reason to be chayiv. Shane, which is not kavanos lahazik, is chayiv. So Karen, which is kavanos lahazik, for sure you should be chayiv. I don't need a pasuk. That's the argument that is being made at Akash and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Itztrich. You need both. You need a pasuk for Karen. Why? Because Salka Daitach Amina, I would have thought Midahava Eved the Ama. Midahava Eved the Ama. That what? That Alpha Gab de Kavanos Lahazik Afilup Tire Hakanami Lo Shna. So in the Kavachomer, so the Gemara is saying that Shane. Karen, which is Kavanos Lahazik, is more a reason to be chayev. Kavanos Lahazik is a tam for chayev. And then in the Kasha from Eved, so we have, no, Karen, which is Kavanos Lahazik, is actually a tam liftor. It's a tam for ptur. Because after all, Eved, what's the din by Eved? Is pot. And then the Gemara, step three in the Teretz, says, no. Tama Rabba is a separate reason. Nothing to do with Kavanos Lahazik that Eved is potter, not because Kavanos Lahazik is a Tam Liftor, but because of a separate halacha of Shema Yatnitzen. Good? That's the basic Shachmataria of the Gemara. And what I want to do is simply understand step by step what is happening over here. Okay? You guys don't want heat, do you?
It's freezing.
Oh, okay. Now, according to Rashi, okay, so just we're going to take a step back and then we're going to take a step forward. We saw yesterday, Amachlokes, Meiri, and the Shita Mikubetzet, whether this din of Shema Yatniten was a din derabanan or a din doraisa. According to the Meiri, Meikra din, the Adon is what? Is Chayev. Meikra din is Chayev, and Mirabanan Shema Yatniten. Whereas according to the Shita, at least in the Havamina, that Shema Yatniten is the time that the Adon is Potter. He's Potter min Torah because of Xeris HaKosuv. Ma, Tam, Shal Xeris HaKosuv, Shema Yatniten HaRabbi, because if we make the Adon Chayev, then the Eved could run wild against the Adon. That is what we saw yesterday. We saw a possible Nafkamin. Okay, now, is there any source in Shas that addresses specifically the Ptur of an Eved when it comes to Nezikin? Any source in Shas that addresses this topic? Tour of Eved and Nezikin? Any source in Shas? Pezai. Actually, so the correct answer is how many sources in Shas? Two sources in Shas. There's a Mishnah Masechet Yadayim, and there is a Mishnah in Masechet Bava Kamma. So let's see those first two sources, and then we need to see how that's going to play out in our Gemara. Let's start with Masechet Yadayim. So the Mishnah here, source number four, is cites a nice little dialogue between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. Noah Bekov Shlita asked me a good question. Who cares about the Tzdukim? Like, why are we giving me, like, the Shita of the Tzdukim over here? Like, if you want to tell me there's a Machlekes Tzdukim Prushim and, like, the Tzdukim Shita matters, okay, but He's saying, what, is the Gemara and Mishnah like a history book? Like we want to know the history? It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't have a great answer right now. I need to think about it. But the let's see the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah says, Omrim Tzedukim, Kovim Anu Aleichem Prushim. We Kovim, what a Kovim, we curse you. We're not happy with you. You Prushim. Sha'atem Omrim Shor V'chamori. Shori V'chamori Shiziko Chayavin. V'avdi V'amasi Shiziko Pturin. Ma Im Shori V'chamori. She'eni chayev bahen mitzvahs harayani chayev benizkon avadi va'amasi shani chayev bahen mitzvos eno din she'e chayev benizkon. So Tzedukim argue a kal v'chomer by a shor and a chamor that don't have mitzvahs. And yet, if they damage what? I'm chayev. So kal v'chomer avodim and what? Avod ava eved and amo who are chayev in mitzvahs. So kol shekein I should be chayev bin nizkar. Now, what mitzvahs are we talking about? What mitzvahs are we talking about? Is an eved knani chayev in mitzvahs? What? Yeah. Yes. An Eved Knani is Chayv in Mitzvahs. Like who? Like who? Is an Eved Knani Chayv in all the Mitzvahs?
No.
No. Like women? An Eved Knani has a Chayv in Mitzvahs like Nashim. And it's learned out based on a Gzeres Shava La Me'isha. So you might have thought, now, what's the Mishnah telling us? That an Eved is chayv in mitzvahs like Nashim, and therefore, if I'm chayv for my shor v'chamor, who are not chayv in mitzvahs, I'm certainly chayv for my Eved. Says the Mishnah Achron and Perish HaMishnah, says it's not the Pshat. Because according to the Tzedukim, are avodim chayavim in mitzvahs like women? According to Tzedukim? No. Why not? Because how do we know that avodim are chayv in mitzvahs? From a Gzeres Shavah, la. Do the Tzedukim accept Gzeres Shavahs? They do not. And therefore, according to the Tzedukim, that's not the point. The Tzedukim need a pasuk, need Mefurish Bekra. So in what sense are... So when it says that the Avadim are Chayim Mitzvahs, what does the Mishnah really say? What in Shavahs and Bris Mila? So it's not... And notice, it's not that the evidence Chayim Mitzvahs, if I am chayv in mitzvahs on the Eved, am I chayv in mitzvahs on the shore? Do I have to give my shore bris milah? I don't think so. Am I chayv a mitzvah on the Eved? The answer is yes. And what does that Mishnah Chorah say? What mitzvahs does he say? Hello? He cites... No. He cites Shvisas Shabbos. I have to make sure my Eved keeps Shabbos. And I have to give him a Bris Milah. What's the argument of the Tzedukim? Let's get into the lumdus of the Tzedukim. Why did the Tzedukim think that the Adon is Chayev? And maybe, we want to know this because it's going to also shed light on maybe Arasugya, at least in the Havamina. Because the Havamina of the Tzedukim, meaning the Tzedukim's conclusion, might indeed be the Havamina of our Gemara, which is now rejected, but it might be the Havamina of our Gemara. People say, what's the Gemara saying? What are the Tzedukim? What's their Shita? What does the Tzedukim hold? Why is it? What's this Kal V'chomer? If you're Chai for your Shur, you're certainly Chai for your Eved now. Yeah! But that's not what the Tzedukim are saying. They're making a kal v'chomer. If I'm chayv my shor v'chamor, which I don't have chiv mitzvahs over, so my eved and ama, where I have mitzvahs on, certainly I should be chayv. What is the argument that is being made by the Tzedukim? What's this kal v'chomer? Josh Aryeh, focus. Yes. You're not listening to me. I'm asking you to learn up the tzedukim. Were the tzedukim dumb? They had a different. They didn't believe in Tosh Vapet, but were they dumb? They weren't dumb. So what is their logic? Nothing.
Who's
that?
They
were.
They
had, they had to do mitzvah,
just like regular person.
It's not saying they have to do mitzvah.
No, just they were committed mitzvah.
Who's they? Who's they? What's the psukim argument? Whose mitzvahs are we talking about? The mitzvahs of the Adam with respect to the Eved. Yes, Eli Shear.
That when the owner of Shor and Kamor, he does not have an aspect of responsibility and ownership transferred to Shor, and yet he's still high. So there's Kamachomer, where you have that responsibility,
okay.
That aspect.
That's correct. Sure, I think that's correct. In other words, what Eli's saying is as follows. Where do you have a greater degree of either, I'll say, dominion and control, or quote-unquote halachic responsibility over your shor v'chamor or over your eved? So comes along the tzedukim and say you have a greater degree of halachic responsibility or dominion and control over your eved than over your shor. How do I know that? Because your shor does not, you have no mitzvah responsibility over them. You have mitzvah responsibility over your eved. That highlights which of these two genres of property is more under your dominion and control. The eved. And memela, what you be chayev for nezikin? The answer is yes. You ought to be chayev for nezikin. You ought to be chayav for nezik. What did its Prushim come back and say? What's their counter argument? Is that it's not a good argument. In a chanami, it might be true. In principle, you might have greater responsibility over your eved and ama because of the mitzvahs. But there's a sideshow. There's a sideshow over here called Shema Yakni Tenu Rab. That is the machlokas tukum Prushim. And that's that sukkah. You have a second sukkah in Baba Kama Daf Pei Zayin. Is an Eved Chayv in Nezikin, Baba Kama Daf Pei Zayin? Gemara says, stay clear of Avodim and Noshim, and married women. Why should you stay clear of Avodim and Noshim? Because Pigiyos and Ra. Because if you damage them, you have to pay. If they damage you, they don't have to pay. Why don't they have to pay? Because they have no money. Okay. Those are two sukkahs. Now, if you look at this Gemara, again, we're a little brainwashed because for some reason, whoever wrote these Mamakomos put the Mishnah Yadayim, like, up front. Kind of put it up front. But if you read Rashi carefully, you'll see Rashi has no clue of the Mishnah Yadayim, and that has nothing to do with this sukkah. Even though Shema Yakni Tenu is the Mishnah Yadayim, but Rashi learns over here, what's the Havamini of the Gemara? Afilu ha-kipturi. Even though, don't tell me Kavanos Lahazik by Karen is a cause of Chiyuv, it's not a cause of Chiyuv. Why is it not a cause of Chiyuv? Because of a Mishnah da Pei Zayin, Rashi cites Karamir Perak HaChoybel, Ha'ebe Va'isha Pigiyosan Ro'a, Va'chov of Hem Chayiv, Ve'hein Shechovlu Ba'acherim Pturim. So what do you see over here? Kavanasa lahazik is a reason for chiyuv or not? Not because Eved is potter. You see that over there. And says Rashi, next Rashi, lav time rabbi said, no, the imechayev is like kol shoshiach. He's in rabo, yelok v'yadlik gedisho, shel chaveru kedei lechayev es rabo. So now all of a sudden, what is Rashi doing? He's quoting Shema, the Gemara is quoting Shema Yakni Tenu. Rabo, meaning, what mishnah are we invoking now? Mishnah, what? Shem Yakintan is a Mishnah Maseches Yadayim. So Rashi in the Kasha is saying, what's the Kasha coming from? It's coming down Daf Pei Zayin. In the Teretz, what are we saying? Shema Yakni Tenu Rabbah, a little strange. A little strange, this Rashi is. What else is strange about this Rashi? So comes along Tosfos and comes along Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and they come along with a frontal attack. And it's quite severe. Rashi is about to get eviscerated. Says Tosfos. Top Tosfos. Midi dahave a'eved va'am. Velo kepe. Midi dahave, I'll say it again. Ke'eved ve'ama. Velo kepiresh Rashi. Rashi wants to say the source for the Kabbalah Salah Hazik is not a reason for Chiv, it's a reason for Ptur. Is on da pe Zayin, Mishum Ditznan, Hachoyvel Eved, Ve'isha, Pikiyas and Ra, says Taisus, the Imken Hava Lemincat, Eved Ve'isha. Why does Akamara say what? Eved Ve'ama. If you're referencing pe Zayin, you should be talking about Eved Ve'isha. So says Rashi is not correct. That's not what the source for this halacha is. Rather, Ella Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam Denokat Eved Ve Ama Mishum Dekoy Amasnis and Tzom Masek Yadayim VeTam Mishum Shema Yaktenu Rabo DeBesam Mufurish Hast. So there's a core machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos in Pshat in the Gemara, in the Havamina of the Gemara. Pshat, just simple Pshat in the Gemara. Comes along Rashi and says, why do the Gemara assume Eved? Eved is a precedent for Kabbalah Sahazik is not a Chumrah, it's a Kula. Because an Eved is what? Is Pater. Pezayin, Pigiyas and Ra. What does Tosfos say? No, no, no. It's talking about the Sugi in what? In Yadai. Now, just not a question we like to ask, but I'm going to ask. Who do you feel more comfortable with over here? Tosfos or Rashi? Why? Because the pshat, the word, Tosfos is right. If you meant Ama, say Ama, don't say Isha. That's a good question. But that's a textual question. Good textual question. But let's ask an even stronger question. Please flip, if you can, to Rabbeinu Peretz. You all saw the Rabbeinu Peretz? Oh, Hashem. Amazing. Look at the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz asks a beautiful kasha. Such a beautiful kasha. Rabosai, is an Eved Chayev in Chavala? If he punches someone? In Nezikin, is an Eved Chayev? What would you tell me? You tell me he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Because he has no cash. He has no money. Is that fundamental or is it technical? It's technical. Meaning, if I were to really ask you, is he chayv or not? What's the answer? He is chayv. But he has no money. He has no money. And Rashi says that. And the Gemara says, what happens when he gets money in the future? How does he get money in the future? By being freed. How does the wife get money in the future?
Divorce.
By being divorced. So there is a chiyuv. It's latent, but it's there. And once they are freed, they have to pay. So how can the whole pshat of the Gemara makes no sense, according to Rashi? It just doesn't, like, what are you talking about? We're looking for a case in this interim step. Eved is what is putter because Kavanah Sola Hazik. Eved's not puppet. Lies. Eved is Chayev. But he just can't pay. One second. Maybe. Let's see that. This is not my kasha, Rabbeinu Peretz. So Rabbeinu Peretz writes as follows. Peyush Rashi quotes Rashi. Velo Nehira. Dim Kain Havale Lemisne. Eved V'Isha. Not awesome. Kasha number one is, you should have said Eved V'Isha, not Eved V'Ama. V'Od. Dehahu lo mairi ella beinyan de eved veisha gufayu petiri milashala and veimkain my maisi vahalomashim petur milashalim lav de lo mechayve de vade mechayve inu gufayu ella mishum de ein lahem ata lefat lashalim lefisur sus acherim aleyan dekar katani beseva nishtaka evidence taka isha chayav and lashalim. to like Rashi is like, as I said, total evisceration of Rashi. What is going on with Rashi? So that's Rashi. Can we put Rashi on the side for a second? Because I don't know what to do with Rashi. You know what to do with Rashi? What? Me too. Hold on. So, because of this kash on Rashi, Tosfos says, we got to leave Masechet Bava Kamma. And where are we going? Yadai. And the source of this kasha is coming from Masechet Yadai. What is Masechet Yadai? I never heard of it. What is it? It's Tumas Yadayim. Which Seder in Shas is it found? Taharos. And what are we talking about? What source is this? I just want to understand. I want to make sure I got this down. What is it? No. What is it? Is it a Brisa? Is it a Tosef? It's a Mishnah. Who wrote Mishnayos? Tanan wrote Mishnayos. Mishnayos. I'm just being facetious over here. Before or after the Talmud? Before the Talmud. Yes, before the Talmud. Mishnah then Talmud. Okay. So Tosfos says, did Rashi know to learn? I think so. So Tosfos says, but Rashi didn't know how to learn over here, not this sugya. This sugya didn't know how to learn. So we got to give a new pshat. So says Tosfos, back to Tosfos. So Tosfos says, a very hard Tosfos to read. The next Tosfos says, that the Tosfos tells the sources in Maseches Yadai. Lav afagav de kavono solahazik afil apturin vim tomer ediv ame gufe. This tells us a clever kasha. I'm going to jump to the real kasha, Tosfos. Of Osai. What came first, Mishnayos or Gemaras? Mishnayos. The Gemara here, Adaf Dalet in Maseches Bava Kamma, says this is a bad Kal V'Chomer. You know why it's a bad Kal V'Chomer? Because Keren is not more chomer than shame. Because I'm going to show you Eved Va'ama who have Kavanosam Lahazik, and nevertheless the Adon is Pater. Rabosai, you are living in Yushalayim or in Tveria in the year 150 AD. A little around the time the Mishnayos are being recorded. Do we have Gemaras yet? We don't know Gemaras. No Gemaras. That's going to come in the next couple hundred years. Now, someone asks you the question. In 150 AD Tiberius, or in Hoshaya, where the Tanoim were banding about Mishnayos. What's the reason that Adon does not have to pay for the hezek done by his Evan? What is the answer that you and your Tanaitic friends are going to say? The reason is because Shema Yaknitenu Rabba. That's the reason. It's in a Mishnah. We know this. So all of a sudden comes the 300 years later, comes the Talmud Bavli, and does what? And says, well, we would have thought that what? That an Eved is Pater. The other is Pater for the Hezek of the Eved. You know why? Because he's Kavanos Lahazik, and Kavanos Lahazik is a Ptur. And therefore, this Kal V'Chomer is not a good Kal V'Chomer. No. Kavanos Lahazik is not the reason that the Eved is Pater. The reason the Adon is Pater, the reason the Adon is Pater is because of Shema Yakutenu Rabba. Rabbo says, Tosfos is saying, what's the source of this interim stage of the Eved should be Pater? The Mishnah in Yadayim. What is Rebbe should then say, Shem Yatitan Rabba. So, why is the Gemara doing this? Did not the Gemara know the Mishnah? The Gemara has a serious habamina to reject the Kal v'chomer. No, no, Rav Ashi tells, I forgot to say for the Mishnah. Huh? You follow the question? So Tosis asks this question on himself. So let's see Tosis. He's going to get there in a second, but he's going to pile on a little bit on himself. So I just want to point out, did Rashi know how to learn? Yes. Do you know why Rashi resisted Mishnah Yadayim? I'll tell you why Rashi resisted the Mishnah Yadayim. Because the Mishnah Yadayim makes no sense to plug it in over here. Because the Mishnah is new. The Mishnah knew the Sefer. And they knew. So the Gemara is like introducing a Havamina when the Mishnah already resolved this discussion. So why is the Gemara going through that process? Says Rashi, the source here is not Mishnah Yadayim. You know what Rashi is learning the sugya? We'll have to discuss. But the way Rashi is learning the sugya is Eved v'rabo, Eved v'ama, Eved v'iso, whatever, pigiyasan ra. So therefore what? So therefore, they are potter. I'm sorry. The piyas and ra, and therefore stay away from them. Why don't they pay? Because they don't have money. Now listen carefully. Why don't they have money? Because someone else gets their money. The other. So, who should really have to pay? The Adon should have to pay. Because the Adon is the reason
that what?
That they have no money. So really, this is all like implicit in Rashi, right? But the Adon should pay. Now the Gemara is saying, but does the Adon pay? He doesn't pay. You know why the Adon doesn't pay? Havamina? Because the Eved, why should the Adon pay? The Eved did this. He has Kavanah Salahazik. He's got Das. So, why should the Adon pay for the activities of the... of the what? Of the Eved. Kavanah Salahazik is a reason. You expect me to control my Eved? I can't control my Eved. He is a Bar Das. He knows what he's doing. I can't control my Eved. It's not fair to make me control my Eved. And by the same token, when my sword goes bonkers, it's not fair for you to ask me to control my sword. You see, the Kasher Rabbeinu Peretz on Rashi is saying we're focusing on the Eved. Rashi is saying we're not focusing on the Eved. You're right, the Eved is Chayiv, but he can't pay. Why can't he pay? Because the Adon has his money. So if the Adon has his money, the Adon's now in charge. So who should pay? The Adon ought to pay. But the Torah says the Adon doesn't pay. You know why? Because Havamina. Because when you're Kavanah Salahazik, I can't control you. I can't control you if you're Kavanah Salahazik, and therefore the Torah can't impose on the Adon to pay. And just like I don't have to pay for what? For the Eved, because I can't control Kavanos Lahazik. You know what else I can't control? I can't control Karen. I can't control the Shur. Kavanos Lahazik. So I should really be the Kavachomer schlubbed up. And what's the Gemara answer to that? Now the Gemara says, no, you're right. The Adon should pay. The Adon should pay. It's on him. He should pay. And now we're going to pluck a Mishnah in Yadayim to explain why the Adon doesn't have to pay in the case of the sugya on Bava Kama Pei Zayin. Second. And that, I think, is how Rashi is reading the Gemara. He can't read it like Tosis. He doesn't want to read it like Tosis. And yeah, you have a problem. We have a problem. One small problem. It's a small problem, not a big problem. It would have been nice if the Mishnah said, the Gemara had said, Eved and Isha. It would have been nice. That would have been nice. Okay, so we use a different term for a female Eved. We called her an Isha instead of an Amma. We use the term Amma. But that would have been nice. Small textual problem. But the logical problem of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that we are, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, as in Kasha, the Eved is, he's not Potter, the Eved is Chayev, but he can't pay. So that should shift the responsibility to the Adon. Because the Adon's cause that the Eved can't pay. Once it's the Adon's reason, he's the reason that the Eved can't pay, so Adon ought to pay. Why doesn't the Adon pay? Because he can't hold me responsible for my Eved's craziness. And if that's true, then you can't hold me responsible for my Shor's craziness. And then the Gemara says, no, slow down. That's not the reason the Adon doesn't have to pay. The Adon doesn't have to pay because if we made the Adon pay, then the Eved, anytime the Eved gets upset at his Adon, he's going to go ahead and do these things. So that, I think, is Rashi. Now, Tosis has a problem. How many of you work through Tosis? Okay, let's start. We don't have so much time. I need more time. It's not working for me. It's not working for me. I'm on Daf Dalet in my second book of Kama after 41 Shiurim. Tom Siever, Allah Hashem's number, Natan Ekman's number, and I'm on Shiur 41. And I'm only on Daf Dalet now. It's like embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Because I got 120 blocks to cover. How am I going to do this? Not 120. Yeah, 120 blocks. 100, give me the math. Daf Dalet. I got times 30. I got 1,200 shiurim to give.
It's crazy
that
we could do this.
Okay. All right. So let me get you started, Tosis. So Tosis asks the kasha. Lav afa gav de kavanos sahazik afilu akib turin. Now we don't know yet about Shema Yakin 10 according to Tosis. We don't know about it yet for some reason. Vintomar. Eved va'ama gufei nileif mikavachomer deshem l'shayev came the akati lo yoda time of the shem yakten rabo. Why don't we use the same exact kavachomer? Says Tosis. You had a kavachomer shein to Karen. If she chayv for shein, so he should be chayv for Karen because kavanah sahazik is worse than shein. So use the same exact kavachomer to mechayv the adon in the case of Eved. Shane is chayev, so certainly when my animal eats and he's not, that's not kavanos lahazik. Certainly when my eved does damage, who has kavanos lahazik, I said shol be chayev. Throw that into the kavachomer. That's kasha number one. But oh kasha, this is our kasha. I told you this kasha earlier, but look at this kasha. It's such a good kasha. Both kasha came in the other resha de masnisin. If our gemara knew the what, the resha of the mishnah. Because it did say the word Ama, which means we're referencing Yadayim. The lo nakat eved v'isha im kein mistama yada sefer. If our Gemara knew the Mishnah in Yadayim, which it did, then it's got to know the sefer too. And then why are you hacking with a shak of a tie when we know all along this Mishnah? That's kasha number two. The old kasha. And then he says further, is kavanos lahazik the reason that the eved is putter from paying? It's not the reason. The reason that the eved is putter from paying, the reason for that is that the adam doesn't have to pay, is the eved v'ama kishein kavanos lahazik, even when they don't have kavanos lahazik, nami ptire. They're also putter. The imkain my maisi. So how can we bring this as a proof to show you that kavanas ahazik is a reason for ptur and not a reason for chiyuv. So Tosis gives an answer. You tell me if you're satisfied. You tell me if you're satisfied. Okay? You tell me if you're satisfied. Yesh lomar, deshapir havayoda hamakshe taima deshema yakni tenerab. When the Gemara asks the Kash, it's not a good Kal v'chomer, did we know the Mishnah, Shema Yakni Tenu? Did we know the Sefer? We knew the Sefer. V'afilo hachi parich. And we nevertheless still said, Kevon de'evid v'ama p'turim afilo be'ein kavanoso lahazik v'af algav. This is like a fancy footwork. Fancy, if he has no kavanah lahazik, hello? No kavanah lahazik. That's not his intention. He just tripped and something happened. Is Shema Yakni Tenu a factor? Remember the Me'iri? Remember the Me'iri? Is Shema Yakni Tenu a factor, Mikra Din, logically?
No.
No. It's not a factor. So he says, Afilu hachik par, came to Ebed Ama Pturin, Afilu boy, the ain kavanah lahazik, the af al gav de lo shayach. Taima de Shema Yakni Tenu Rabo de Anasu. De Pa'omim de Niskavnu ve Yomer lo Niskavnu. Lekach Ptire Becholinyin. Nimsa Shekavanoso Goyreim Haptur. Whoa. Whoa. If an Eved and Amma do damage, Bali Kavanos Lahazik, ought they be Chayv? They ought to be Chayv. They ought to be Chayv. Why are they not Chayv? Because if they did it Kavanos Lahazik, then it's very difficult logic. But I see half of you glazed over. Joe Man, you're out to lunch. I'm just out to lunch. Out to lunch. How many of you learned the Tosis? Like got through the whole Tosis? Okay, so this is Shtickle Bracha Vata. This is a Bracha Vata. You gotta be lifting in the Tosis. You gotta be living the Tosis with it. It's not an easy Tosis. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pause here. I'm pausing here. I'm going to pause for about 23 or so hours. I'm going to pause here. We're going to chazer up the Rashi, Mahalach and Rashi. I think we have a Mahalach and Rashi. I'm satisfied. I'm happy. I walk away, even though I'm very unhappy, because if Joe Mann is not fully with me, if he's not fully with me, I'm like depressed, deeply depressed. Deeply depressed, so that's tough. But we have a Mahalach and Rashi. Tosfos is we're gonna learn Tosfos, give it a shot, and tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, and hopefully at the end of Tosfos you'll understand Tosfos, and you'll come to the conclusion that Tosfos continues to be difficult, and then we're gonna learn a Rambam, and I'm hoping that if we read the Rambam carefully, we will come up with a Maseches Yadayim shot via the Rambam that will not resolve Tosis for us, but it'll be a working Maseches Yadayim shot in the sugya, and then maybe we'll dabble a little bit in Rav Chaim. I haven't decided. Okay, we will stop here and wish you all a wonderful day.